going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is currently 1:33 p.m. on Friday, April 5th, 2019. Present today, we have everyone here, Representative Knopp, Representative LeBon, Representative Tilton, Representative Carpenter, Vice Chair Johnston, Co-Chair Wilson, Representative Ortiz, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Josephson, Representative Merrick, and myself, Co-Chair Foster. And just a reminder, if folks could please mute their cell phones. I'd also like to note that we've been joined by Representative Eastman. Thanks for being here with us today. And yesterday we completed the amendments to the operating budget. Legislative Finance and Legal Services have developed two new committee substitutes for HB 39 and HB 40 based on the amendments that were adopted. This is not my script, but I would like to thank them for working all night and all morning so we could have these before us. We appreciate the work that's been done. Two legislative finance reports are stapled together and in the members' packets and will be posted on the legislative finance website once the new committee substitutes are adopted. In addition to these reports, legislative finance will also post their usual array of departmental reports. And so, Co-Chair Wilson, may I have a motion for the operating budgets?
Mr. Chair, I move committee substitute for HB 39 Finance, version 31-GH1905-C be adopted by the House Finance Committee.
Is there an objection? We have an objection. And so I would like to ask my staff, Brody Anderson, if he could please come up and talk about the changes that were made in from the prior committee substitute to the new committee substitute.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster. For the record, my name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Neil Foster. Before the committee today is committee substitutes for HB 39 and HB 40. These bills reflect all of the amendments that this committee passed in the last 2 days. The House Finance Committee substitutes for HB 39 and 40 reflect a total budget of $10,220,499,500 in all funds. Of that total, $4,255,937,300 are unrestricted general funds. In agency operations, the budget spends $3,840,761,200 of unrestricted general funds. This would be your day-to-day operations or state government, often referred to. This is a reduction of $86.1 million from the previous House Finance CS and is a $113.9 million reduction from the FY20 adjusted base. In statewide items, the unrestricted general funds total $415.1 million. This is a reduction of $143 million from FY20 adjusted base. Co-Chair Foster, the total agency and statewide operations have been reduced by this committee $257 million from FY adjusted base, and it does complete all of the work done by the House Finance Committee.
Okay, with that, brief it is. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. And so with that, we have an objection. Is the objection maintained?
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The objection is maintained, and that opens it up for any discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sullivan Leonard.
Certainly. I do want to commend the work of the committee here with regard to finding reductions for the operating budget. However, The reductions that I know I was certainly looking for would have been much deeper and much more intent in nature to bring down the budget to a level that I think is sustainable. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I can't support this.
Thank you, Representative Sylvan Leonard. Further discussion? Seeing none, is the objection is maintained. So with that, we'll give a moment for the clerk here. Madam Clerk, if you could please call the roll.
Representative Sylvan Leonard.
Yes. Oh, excuse me, no.
Representative Tilton.
No.
Representative Carpenter.
No.
Representative Josephson.
Yes.
Representative Johnston.
Yes.
Representative Knapp.
Yes.
Representative Levine.
Yes.
Representative Merritt.
No.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Seven yeas, four nays.
So on a vote of seven yeas to four nays, committee substitute for HB 39 Finance version 31-GH1905/C for Charlie is adopted on a vote of 7-4. And so with that, Representative Wilson.
Mr. Chair, can we have it at ease while the paperwork is signed?
Briefly.
No, we're fine. Never mind. You're good. Would like to give a motion instead.
Okay. Representative Wilson.
I move committee substitute for HB 40 Finance version 31-GS-GH1901/K be adopted by the House Finance Committee.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. Are there any objections? Okay. We have an objection. And is there any discussion? And I don't see any discussion. Representative Carpenter?
Put that ease for a second.
Brief at ease. And House Finance back on record. And so what we have before us is the mental health budget. And with that, is there any discussion? And seeing none, is the objection maintained? Oh. I said it wrong. The objection is maintained, and therefore, and no discussion. And so with that, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Representative Tilton.
No.
Representative Carpenter.
No.
Representative Josephson.
Yes.
Representative Johnston.
Yes.
Representative Knapp.
Yes.
Representative Levine.
Yes.
Representative Merritt.
No.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Sylvan Leonard.
No.
Representative Wilson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Seven yeas, four nays.
And so on a vote of seven yeas, four nays, committee substitute for HB 40 Finance version 31-GH1901/K for Kilo has been adopted. And with that, Representative Wilson.
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for HB 39 Finance version 31-GH1905/C be reported out from committee with individual recommendations.
And any objections? Seeing none, committee substitute for HB 39 Finance version 31-GH1905/C is reported out from committee with individual recommendations. And did you want us to sign now or sign later? We'll take a brief at ease to sign the report. Riefides. And House Finance back on record. Representative Wilson.
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for HB 40 Finance 31-GH1901/K be reported out from committee with individual recommendations.
And again, this is the mental health budget. Are there any objections? Seeing none, committee substitute for HB 40 Finance version 31-GH1901/K is reported out from committee with individual recommendations. And so I would just ask members if you could please stick around to also sign that report as well. I'd like to thank the members and the staff for their work to develop this budget in a timely manner. I'd also like to thank the terrific staff at both Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal Services. I'd like to especially thank Mr. David Teal, Amanda Ryder, Megan Wallace, and Linda Bruce for all of their work on the budget. And I'd like to also thank my staff. I see two of them here, Brody Anderson and Ryan Johnston as well. And I'd like to let the committee members know that Legislative Legal will be available to begin drafting floor amendments to the operating budget over the weekend. Members will use this committee substitute version to draft their amendments to the operating budget. And I would defer to Representative Wilson, I believe, for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Monday at 1:30 p.m., our next meeting will be HB 106, school bond debt reimbursement. We will also have a presentation by the Department of Education to give us a historical perspective on the program and also what they hope to see this program look like. They actually have a plan, so it will be very interesting to hear that. We will also be hearing HB 41, Shellfish Enhancement Projects Hatcheries. We will be taking public testimony. And we will see you on Monday at 1:30.
Great. So if there's nothing further to come before the committee, we will be adjourned at 1:46 p.m. Thank you, everyone.